Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code, please?
98003.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Who is this?
This is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. Have you placed an order for something that you need me to check on?
Absolutely not. I've never heard of your company. It's charges on my credit card here that are not authorized.
Okay. Well, I can look up an order for you.
I've never heard of you.
May I have your first and last name? I can try to find that order.
Thomas Sizemore.
Okay, I do see your name here, sir. Will you verify your address, please?
1316 South 328, Apartment W524, Federal Way, Washington, 98003.
Okay. On this account, I see you ordered a smartwatch. The watch tracks your steps, your blood pressure, and your heart rate. This account was created in April.
That's the 997?
Yes.
Okay, what's the other?
Well, the other charges are you did ask for expedited shipping, and, of course, it's for the membership that you joined.
I didn't want to join the membership.
It's a shopping club. It helps you to get gadgets like these at low cost.
I never joined a shopping club.
Well, I do see the authorization for the shopping club here on the account, but if you're not planning to use it anymore, I will close the account.
All right, now, Anita. And are you affiliated with this Array Health Tech plan?
No, I don't see that here. I only see the smartwatch on this account and your membership.
Okay, Karina, it's too Lowe's. Nothing to do with you.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and close this account. I'll be right back with you.
Okay, now I need a refund.
Okay, so on this account, I do have everything closed out for you. If you want the cancellation number, I can give that to you. The company can't use this account anymore.
All right, now you get a refund there of $54.95?
Well, the charge is valid according to the company. That's for your membership that you authorized, so they would allow me to close the account.
You close the account, send me a refund.
Okay, so I can't process a refund, but I will check with my supervisors to see what else we can do for you. Hold
okay,
on one
hold.
Moment. Okay, so my supervisor is saying, of course, we can close the account. He would allow me to go ahead and give you 35% back off of the charge that you've incurred. The $54.95, I can give you 35% of that back to your card, and we close the account.
That's it.
The company. I'm sorry?
That's it? That's for something I never used?
Well,
never authorized?
Well, you did authorize it according to what we see here on the order form when you ordered the smartwatch. Apparently, you didn't see the terms and conditions. I'm not sure if you're using a cell phone or computer, but they're on the order form here.
All right. Well, send me my 35%.
Okay. You will get an email at tomjs1953@icloud.com letting you know the refund is being processed. It will post back. I'm sorry?
Where's the backpack?
Where's the what now?
A backpack. It's free, and I opted on the 997 watch. Never received a backpack. This is a Lowe's. It had nothing to do with you.
Okay, I'm not familiar with any of that. I just see the smartwatch on this order. So you may have to call another call center about that item. I'm not sure.
Okay.
One
okay.
moment.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Give me one moment to process a refund.
Okay.
Okay, so I have the refund requested. Like I said, you'll get an email first, and then it will post back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. This account is now closed.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Now, who are you?